Let's begin.
This is the boss.
I'm the boss.
And the gloss.
Check out my lip gloss. I only rock clear.
On SB Nation Radio.
And SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Here are your hosts, David Gao and Carla Dawson.
I got that.
And welcome in, everybody. It is Monday night, and you are listening to The Boss and the Gloss. I, the boss, Carla, the gloss, and Jose behind the glass. How are you guys tonight?
Jose's looking glossy.
Not as glossy as you.
Nobody,
and now he's being bossy.
Nobody does the glossy like the gloss herself. Am
I
right, Jose?
I'm a little glossy tonight, not going to lie.
You look glossy.
Trying
you look
to keep
great.
Peppy when my Raiders did not do me right yesterday, but I'm trying to keep it light, keep it good, keep it shiny.
That was one of the surprising turnouts in yesterday's games, the Raiders falling to the Jets of all people. Jets may be better than everybody thought from earlier in the year.
Trampled.
Yeah. Tough game.
Tough game.
But a big game tonight, Monday Night Football, and I'm really looking forward to this one. Ravens and Rams, it's a high-stakes matchup. Both teams need a win tonight.
Yeah, it's kind of the tale of teams going in two different directions. Ravens on a six-game winning streak coming into L.A., who's just trying to be in the hunt in the NFC. I mean, just really trying to find themselves. So it's going to be a good one.
Well, I don't think anybody thought coming in that the Rams would be struggling or on the bubble of a playoff berth. I mean, they have the genius at quarterback. Or coach, Sean McVay, of course. But they have struggled. I mean, Jared Goff has not had a season this year like he had last year.
No, I mean, they were in the Super Bowl, you remember, last year. They're the NFC representative, and here they are struggling just to make it to the postseason.
6-4, and facing the Ravens, they do get to host the game. Ravens coming in, they are one behind in the AFC leadership spot. The Ravens stand 8-2, and the Patriots, of course, are 10-1. So Ravens just one behind the Patriots in the one loss in the loss column to be the home field advantage. They'd be the host team throughout the playoffs.
Well, do you see this? I mean, the Rams defense, which is stout, they've added Jalen Ramsey, they have Aaron Donald.
Yep.
Do you see them able to take any shine off of Lamar Jackson tonight?
Well, it will be fascinating to watch what Wade Phillips dials up. He is one of the great defensive coordinators in the history of the NFL.
Yes, he is.
And he's facing a relatively unique offense, an offense that is different and brings different things to the table with Lamar Jackson.
You've got to pick your poison with that offense.
It will be intriguing to watch. All right, when we come back, we're going to break down what has happened to the Cowboys. Is Jason Garrett in his final season? All that and more when we return on SB Nation Radio.
Are you tired of rising TV prices? Maybe it's time to switch to America's best value, technology, and service. Dish TV. Get complete peace of mind from Dish TV with the same price, guaranteed for 2 years. No gimmicks and no surprises. Just top-notch TV and a stable price for 2 years. Dish has entertainment for the entire family with over 190 channels, your locals, sports, movies, kids, music, and more. Switch today and enjoy free voice remote and Hopper Smart DVR included. Call All American Dish, your authorized Dish retailer today. Call 800-950-4600. Again, 800-950-4600. Call now, 800-950-4600. 800-950-4600. Offer requires credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-autopay. One TV included, taxes and surcharges extra. Offer ends 7/19/19. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's time to play Vomit or No Vomit, brought to you by Nauseam.
Let's jump right in. Imagine the night before Thanksgiving, you partied too hard. Now you're suffering through Turkey Day, trying not to Ralph on Uncle Ralph. Bob, do you A, vomit, B, guzzle the pink stuff, C, take fast-acting Nauseam?
Take Nauseam?
Correct. Nauseam's four-minute formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging in food or drink.
Get fast-acting Nauseam now. Available in stores everywhere. Use only as directed.
You and I both know that shopping online is much easier. But how do you know that your gift is going to be special, different, unique? You do so by going to giftingmap.com. Gifting Map is the newest, easiest destination to find unique, curated gifts for the unique, curated people in your life. Like the robes from Highway Robbery, they're a steal. Well, you know I would say that. And perfect for couples gifts. Yes, you included. The Hari Mari sandals will have your girl walking in style, with you seeming like you know what you're doing when it comes to gifting. Don't know what's cool? Well, me either. But Gifting Map does. So surprise her with something unique. Be creative, be different. And distinctive like leather earrings, woven cufflinks, a snakeskin handbag, or a designer print of Marfor, Texas. So don't overthink it. Simply think giftingmap.com. Change it up this year. Your gifts won't disappoint. That's giftingmap.com.
You're going on a trip, but where are you going to stay? How much will it cost? Well, it'll cost less by booking on besthotelrates.com. Besthotelrates.com works with all the top hotels in the country while delivering you great hotel and room choices for the best prices. Why wait? Go to besthotelrates.com, enter your email address, and start shopping for your next hotel room. Besthotelrates.com, it's in the name, besthotelrates.com.
This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
All right, Jose, Carla and I have been declaring that yesterday was a Nauseen Sunday. Nauseen Sunday because both of us had a little nauseous activity. I mean, you were upset about your Raiders. I was upset about my Cowboys. And the only solution was Nauseen. It is the perfect solution for an upset stomach. Yeah, but you only need a little bit of it because it really works well. Everyone needs to take it.
It didn't make me sleepy. I loved that.
Yeah, look, if you're not happy about your team, if you have eaten a little bit too much, which I will be doing over the next few days, I will likely eat and drink way too much, and I don't feel very good. It's probably going to be a holiday, a family gathering this Thanksgiving. But you know what I'm going to do with my upset stomach? I'm going to go get some Nauseen. Are you with me?
I'm with you because you know what I love about it? It only takes 4 minutes and it starts to automatically relieve your discomfort from any overindulging or upsettedness. And I like 4 minutes. I can do that, the 4-minute drill.
All right. That's their solution. Nauseen, you can get it. It's available only at Dollar General. The chewy tablets are there and you will enjoy them. Nauseen. The Cowboys did make me run to get some Nauseen because I felt
rightfully so.
That was a game they could have or should have won. The Patriots came in empty-handed. Mohamed Sanu was not there. Philip Dorsett was not there. Tom Brady had no weapons, and yet the Patriots figured out how to win. Very, very frustrating.
Did they figure out how to win or how not to lose? I didn't see a whole lot of impressive stuff from the Patriots, but they didn't lose.
Yeah. Whereas, you know,
mistake free.
And then they turned it to, it was special teams, it was defense. Yep. Special teams and defense are what is carrying the Patriots right now. And yesterday they were just a little sharper, a little crisper, and certainly Bill Belichick outcoached Jason Garrett, and you saw it from the owner, Jerry Jones. He was very unhappy with his head coach.
And I can't blame him. I appreciated his honesty, and he said, quote, "We should be getting better results with the talent we have on this roster." And he is right. And I love that he did not put the blame on the guys with the helmets and the pads. They are out there playing hard, doing what they can. They're not calling the plays. They're not making the schemes. That's on the coaching staff, not just Jason Garrett. That's on Kellen Moore. That's on Rod Marinelli. That's on the coaching staff. And honestly, when I saw yet another slow start from Dallas, are you kidding me? You are coming into Foxborough where they do not lose. You are coming into weather that the Patriots are used to playing in while you're like bathing in the sun in Dallas, Texas. You got to come out aggressive, hard-hitting, ready to go. And again, they came out soft. They came out not ready. They came out slow. Playing from behind is never a great idea, and it's a super bad idea when you're in Foxborough.
Well, week in and week out, it seems that the Cowboys show up at a game with the philosophy, look, we can play three quarters and beat you when you're playing four quarters, because they don't perform in the first quarter. They do always get behind. That's one thing you've got to look at head coaching and say, what is going on there? Why are they always coming out slowly? And then the special teams play yesterday was disastrous. What everybody remembers was the blocked punt, and that was notable. But there were so many other things, from not covering a kick that was short and into the wind, and Pollard was lined up way back in the end zone as if no one was aware that kicks were coming in short.
Yeah.
there was another play on a punt where they had the wrong personnel. It is just stunning to me, the sequence of events, and you cannot allow Bill Belichick and the Patriots those extra opportunities.
No, absolutely. And you know what? You look at the Dallas roster, both sides of the ball, top to bottom. Is this a 6-5 roster to you?
Oh, goodness, no. I mean,
that's almost like awful to say.
Yep.
They are not a 6-5 roster. This is not who they should be, given all the talent on that team.
Just to look at the talent, position by position, it's very hard to see a weakness. The only weakness I might argue would be the two safeties. Jeff Heath and Xavier Woods are not standout safeties. But Byron Jones is a legitimate corner. Awuzie's played some good moments. Mm-hmm. Jordan Lewis has been a good slot corner. And there's no mystery. Their front seven on defense has a lot of pedigree there. Now they had Sean Lee filling in for Leighton Vander Esch. But you're putting Sean Lee in there.
That's what I'm saying.
Next to Jalen Smith.
Right.
And then, of course, the front four is, well, three of the four are guys who have all played in Pro Bowls. When you have DeMarcus Lawrence, Robert Quinn, Michael Bennett, it's beyond me how they were not able to perform better and more consistently. Offensively, I understand those are tough conditions.
Yes, they are. And they were tough for Tom Brady. You look at his numbers.
Yep.
He was 17 of 37 for 190 yards and one touchdown. That's a 27% completion rate last night.
Yep.
So there's a time when Dallas could have taken advantage of Brady not having a great night. And you're right. Those weather conditions were tough for both teams for sure. But it was just really, really frustrating. And I know as a diehard Cowboys fan that you are, this has got to be brutal to watch.
Well, that's why I took the Nauseen.
Right, but exactly.
I can tell you, I mean, the funny thing about this now is the Cowboys sit 6-5, Eagles 5-6. Of course, they're going to play again later this season. So that division will be nip and tuck. I found it sort of funny this morning listening to all the talking heads in different segments. In one segment, the same people would say, and now I don't believe the Cowboys are going to make the playoffs. And then in another segment, the same people would say, there is no way the Eagles are going to make the playoffs. Well, of course, one of them has to make the playoffs.
Right.
So there will be an NFC East division winner, but neither the Eagles or the Cowboys have shown that they're on any great trajectory. There's so many better teams in the NFC right now.
Oh, my. The NFC is loaded.
Yeah. I mean, let's talk about the Eagles for a minute because they did not look impressive yesterday.
No.
Carson Wentz does not look like the Carson Wentz of old. I think when you look at that Eagles team.
Like 3 years ago old.
Right. It just not come together for the Eagles. I think Carson Wentz may miss Frank Reich, who was that offensive coordinator who really helped develop him. Of course, he now sits with the Colts as a head coach.
And he's doing a fantastic job with them.
But Wentz has never played at the same level without him on the Eagles roster. And so, yeah, I look at that Eagles team, and they're going nowhere. They're 5-6. They might just beat the Cowboys later in the year, and by divisional tiebreaker or by conference tiebreaker, find their way into the playoffs. But neither of those two teams is going anywhere. NFC East right now stands as the weakest division in all of football.
The NFC least, for sure.
They are the NFC least.
And you look at the Eagles. They had 5 turnovers in the game yesterday. They are reeling. They are reeling at 5-6. Now, they're missing Lane Johnson, Alshon Jeffrey, Nelson Aguilar, Jordan Howard, DeSean Jackson. I mean, they've got an IR that is the same size as their active roster.
Yep.
I mean, it's a little insane. But at this point in the season, a lot of teams are beat up.
Right.
So it's not really an excuse, but, you know, and they've got, you know, Andre Dillard, their rookie. That made me as a Texans fan glad we didn't jump up to get him at that point.
Right.
But, he's not having a great game. They're imploding a little bit. And my knock on Carson Wentz, he had a great rookie season, of course. He hasn't been available. He was fragile at North Dakota State. He's fragile here. He's got back. He's got ACL. Now he's got a wrist thing. I mean, what good does he do if he cannot stay on the field? That's troubling. And the good season that they had was led by Nick Foles.
Yeah, Nick Foles took him to a Super Bowl. Nick Foles not playing so well for the Jaguars right now.
Well, the Jaguars aren't playing so well for Nick Foles either. So
that's another matter.
That's a whole other matter.
All right, when we come back, we're going to look at that NFC East now. There are some teams at the top that are pretty elite. I mean, the 49ers yesterday with a beatdown over the
East
Packers.
Or the NFC?
The NFC is a conference.
Yes. Oh,
is very impressive now to me. There are at least three teams
fun to talk about.
Are really exciting. And right now it looks like the balance of power has shifted to the NFC. I think the conference just stands much stronger than the AFC, where you really only have the Patriots and the Ravens turning your
and
head
possibly
at the moment.
The Chiefs. It depends.
Sure. And on a good day, the Texans or the Colts. But those teams seem just a tier below.
They're not as consistent as the NFC. Mm-hmm. For
well, let's look at that. We'll look at the elite of the NFC when we return here on SB Nation Radio.
Pushing the Odds with Matt Perrault.
Let's be frank here. Baylor and Minnesota are not playing for the national championship. That's what we're doing here, right? You could talk about New Year's Six bowl game. You could talk about Rose Bowls and but whatever, right? All those things will work itself out. We're here to talk about the four teams that will play in the college football playoffs. Why there are not eight, I have no flipping idea. It's so stupid that we're still doing this with four, but fine. One day we'll get to eight. One day we'll get to actual automatic qualifying because that's really what we need, right? At the end of the day, college football loves this. They love the controversy. They love the attention, okay? That is the currency in which college football has been trading for the better part of 70 years is controversy around who the best team is. The fact that we don't have eight, the reason why we don't have eight is because it makes too much sense. They don't like common sense in college football. They never have. If you look at how this is going to all unfold, if you're a Clemson fan, relax.
Pushing the Odds with Matt Perrault. Weekday afternoons from 1 to 4 Eastern on SB Nation Radio. SB Nation AM.
I got to bring this up, though, okay? Because this is one of these things that always crosses my mind. When we were younger, we were always told not to get into a stranger's car.
Right.
We now actively seek to get into strangers' cars.
Of course. Exactly. Whenever I hear a story of somebody being abducted by an Uber driver, I'm like, yeah, we were told that would happen to you if you did do that.
SB Nation AM with Tony D. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on SB Nation Radio. The Break.
The problem with snow is this. Unless you're a kid, who the hell likes snow? Unless you're a little kid that's like, oh, I get to go out and play in the snow. Or like, a lot of dogs like to roll around in the snow, whatever the case may be. But who likes the snow? Because if you're an adult, all you get to do is shovel it. Now, skiing maybe, but I'm not a big skier. You go down the hill one time or go down the mountain one time. Great, okay? I don't want to go back up there. It's freezing. Why do I want to go back up there and do it over and over again? I never got the intrigue of skiing. I've done it multiple times because my family did it, etc. But I never got into skiing. I don't get it. I don't get the intrigue. Oh, let me go back up on this freezing cold seat that takes me up to the top of the mountain. Then I go down again, and I got all this snow coming to my face, and I'm freezing, and I'm going down the mountain like three times. I'm good with once. Okay, once was fun. You go down fast, whatever. But people stay out there the whole day. I never understood it. They'll be out there from like 9 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon skiing.
The Break with Brian Barrett, weekday mornings at 10 Eastern on SB Nation Radio. The Main Event.
Two words that you enjoy more than Game 7. Free football.
Free baseball, yeah.
Fired bowls.
Wow, so there really weren't
zero timeouts.
I'm trying to think. See, two words.
Load management.
Yes. There it is. Nothing gets me more excited than load management.
Kawhi Leonard has played 3 games in 2 weeks, all right?
He's
Leonard
tired.
Take a day off.
He's tired,
Jesus.
Guys.
The Main Event, weekday afternoons at 4 Eastern on SB Nation Radio. This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Need a last-minute gift? O'Reilly Auto Parts has you covered. They have several options for gifts under $20, like a digital tire gauge, a 20-in-1 multi-tool, storage containers, or even a universal backup camera. Or you can get professional quality power torque tool sets starting at just $19.99. And who doesn't love gift cards? You can buy them online and pick them up in the store. That's at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
I wouldn't mind the digital tire gauge. That would be cool.
It would work for the glossy image.
I needed it like a week or two ago. Yes.
I hear you. All right, Monday Night Football, it's a great matchup. Rams and Ravens, and Ravens on the opening drive. Moving down the field, that beat just keeps going for the Ravens offense, and they have gotten inside the 10 here on the opening drive of the game for the Ravens. Pretty impressive start to this game for the Ravens.
There we go. Yeah, looking good.
We've been speculating what will Wade Phillips do defensively to try to stop this RPO, to stop the ability of Lamar Jackson to run and pass, and it looks like he's put up a lot of guys in that box, but that has not slowed down Lamar Jackson and the Ravens offense. A big third down and four inside the 10 now looming for the Ravens. Of course, one of the best games over the weekend in terms of matchups, but not on the field performance, was the 49ers last night over the Packers. And I'll tell you what, it was a beat down. It was a touchdown Ravens.
There we go.
All right. Opening drive. Here they come. Marquise Brown with the reception, a 6-yard TD reception from Lamar Jackson. But I will say I felt like it was a statement win for the 49ers. Still many doubters, questions in the air. Could Jimmy G keep up with Aaron Rodgers as the quarterbacks matched up? Jimmy G didn't have to do much keeping up. I mean, that defense really put the beat down on Aaron Rodgers.
That defense is en fuego. I mean, it is the real deal. They are fantastic. You look at, you know, Nick Bosa alone. He had a fumble recovery, a sack, and three tackles. He was everywhere. And, you know, the 49ers defense has 44 sacks on the season. They lead the NFL. 44 sacks on this season.
Amazing.
And they held Rodgers last night to 104 yards. Did you hear that? 104 yards. He averaged 3 yards a pass.
See, that's almost unfathomable. Aaron Rodgers and his ability both to buy time roaming around and then second to hit anybody anywhere who's open downfield. The fact that he's had an average completion rate of 3 yards just shows he had no time. He had to get rid of the ball really, really quickly. Yes,
yeah, it was
sacked
a rough
five
night for
times,
him.
Rushed all night. He was under siege, and credit that defensive front of the 49ers.
Oh, my goodness. It was really – Robert Saleh has done an amazing job. Of course, he's got great they've really built up this defense through the draft, and they have done an amazing job with it. And they are fierce, and they are just constantly coming at you. It's pretty amazing.
Well, I will say – I mean,
they had a 23-0 halftime lead.
That it's just unfathomable because just a couple. I mean, Green Bay to date this season has shown an improved defense.
Right,
they've shown Aaron Rodgers at quarterback always renders a great deal of respect. And then they had a running game, and Aaron Jones was suddenly coming on for them. And so the Packers fall to 8-3. They're still atop the NFC North.
Niners at 10-1.
But 10-1 Niners matching the record of the Patriots over in the AFC. In the NFC now, you've got the 49ers and the Seahawks one game apart in the West, and the Saints leading the South 9-2. It does seem the Saints are obviously on their way to win the NFC South, Panthers behind them at 5-6. The 49ers and Seahawks, though, that will be a really great run to the finish here in the NFC West.
No, it really will, and I think it's going to come down to, if you look at, here's good news for Green Bay. There wasn't much good news coming out of that game last night, the Sunday night game. Green Bay coming up is going to see the Giants, the Redskins, and the Bears.
See,
that's pretty favorable.
If you need to improve your record, just go play teams in the NFC East.
That's
if they get the Giants and the Redskins, almost checkbox.
Sorry, Mr.
Right?
Cowboy, that's true. As opposed to San Francisco is going to be facing the Ravens,
yep,
the Saints, and the Packers again.
Mm.
So that's tough.
Yep.
So San Francisco, they needed this game, but it's going to be hard for them to stay on top of the division. They've got a tough stretch coming up. Oh, I'm sorry. They're not seeing Green Bay again. That was it. They're seeing Baltimore and New Orleans coming up.
Okay. Now
it's not Green Bay again.
The Saints, who would desperately love to host the NFC playoffs throughout and have a great home court advantage in New Orleans, they are 9-2, and they really barely got by the Panthers. I mean, that was a tough game yesterday. They were tested.
It was the tail of the feet yesterday, the foot.
That's right. Lutz kicked the game winner. But I will say this.
And Sly missed the game winner for Carolina.
Yes. I mean, I think when he missed, there was still about a minute and a half left.
Yeah,
and all I could think is, well, okay, he makes this, but there's still time for Drew Brees to come down and get at least a game-tying field goal, as it turned out. It was a game-winning field goal. But I do think, I mean, first of all, I have to give the Panthers some credit. They clearly were underdogs relative to the Saints. They're playing with Kyle Allen, who is still unproven.
But he did his job yesterday.
Allen did his job. Allen has had three of his starts where his quarterback rating was in triple digits. He has outperformed expectations,
yes, he has.
Certainly. And yes, he had those. I mean, twice he brought the Panthers back from two touchdown deficits against a very good Saints defense.
But he's been 1-4 in the last few games until yesterday. But he had a great game yesterday with 256 yards and 3 touchdowns. That's really nice. Here's where I get a little concerned about the Saints. Of course, they've got Drew Brees, who was 30 of 39, 311 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Amazing. He's got Michael Thomas.
Yes.
He's got Alvin Kamara. And then who else does he have? That is kind of, I mean, honestly, it's a real fall off after Michael Thomas. Now, Michael Thomas is a highlight reel, a human highlight reel. But I wonder how deep they can go with this few offensive weapons.
Mm-hmm. You know, it is interesting. Michael Thomas was asked the other day, does he remember who the last wide receiver was who won the MVP award? I mean, Michael Thomas is on a short list to win the NFL MVP award. And he paused and thought, and it made me think, who is it? And, of course, it's nobody. There's never been a wide receiver.
I don't think I've ever heard of one.
If there had been one, I think in my head it would have been Randy Moss. For one of those seasons he had when he just carried the Vikings to the playoffs, I felt like there were seasons where they would just lob the ball up high to him. But and Michael Thomas is not that kind of receiver. He's not a Randy Moss-style receiver.
No, but
Michael Thomas in this scheme is exceptional. And Drew Brees, of course, they're yin and yang. They work so well together.
So, yeah, that was a great game yesterday. And it was too bad for Carolina. It was really close. Their record, to me, does not really say who they are. 5-6. They've had so many close ones, I think it's not fair. But it is what it is. That's what they're playing to.
Yes, and now they'll enter an off season. I mean, they're 5-6 today. They're not going to go to the playoffs. They'll enter an off season with big questions at quarterback.
I think that, yes, agreed.
Cam Newton under contract next year for $19 million. Do they trade him away, save that money, invest it in other places, and run with Kyle Allen? Or
start anew.
Start anew. I mean, you could keep both of them because the combined economics are not crazy. But that's a great question to resolve in Carolina. Owner Dave Tepper will certainly have a hand in that. I mean, Ron Rivera might not even be back too. So
I know. That is a question mark.
Many, many question marks in Carolina. Okay. I just have to do this to you because...
No, do we have to do this?
All of a sudden, people are using in the same sentence the word playoffs and Cleveland Browns. They have won 3 in a row. Here they come. Baker Mayfield and OBJ.
My gosh.
Are you a believer at all?
No, I'm well. Okay. Do I think they are a playoff caliber team? Not the way that they are coached. They do have enough talent to be, and their schedule, their upcoming schedule is heavenly. They're seeing the Bengals twice. In other words, 2 bye weeks. They're seeing the Steelers, who are reeling, and they're on to their third string quarterback. And they're seeing the Arizona Cardinals, and that could definitely be a win. Their last place in their division. They do end with a good Baltimore team, but this schedule is very favorable for the Cleveland Browns.
I mean, they are. And I'll tell you what was great yesterday. For whatever reason, Baker Mayfield had much more protection, and he was able to use that time to get the ball into the hands of OBJ on a deep route. Chubb is an elite runner, and that is a key to getting everything on track for that team.
Well, do you want to know why he had more protection? Who were they playing yesterday?
Well,
let's not forget.
The cure to all ails, play the Dolphins.
Right.
Or the Bengals.
Which, you know, the Dolphins put up 24 points on the Browns. So, you know, they're without Myles Garrett for the rest of the season. That, I think, it did not show up to be any sort of issue yesterday.
Yep.
But when you're playing a non-Dolphins, non-Bengals team, it might be different. So, I'm not saying they can't make the playoffs because their schedule does give them the clearest path possible, but I'm not all in yet. I'm not convinced.
Well, another team that seems to make everybody else healthy is the Cincinnati Bengals, and the Bengals fell to the Steelers yesterday, 16-10. And it's not like the Steelers are hitting on all cylinders offensively. Obviously, they benched Mason Rudolph for lack of productivity.
After 4 interceptions the week before against Cleveland, I mean, I get it. Bench the guy. He's imploding.
Yeah, but it's not like they've got the solution in Hodges coming off the bench.
Duck Hodges, everyone seems to really love him. I'll tell you what is good about that. There's no book on Hodges. So you can get away with a couple games where they don't really know your tendencies quite yet.
Right.
And he did. He sparked the Steelers with a 79-yard touchdown pass as soon as he got in. So, you know, he was 5 of 11 for 118 yards and a touchdown. That's not like making me want to jump for joy, but it sure is a heck of a lot better than what Mason Rudolph was giving them.
Well, Steelers, impressive to sort of gut out a win. Clearly, they're doing it a little bit on smoke and mirrors. Their defense is outstanding, and I got to ask that front three of T.J. Watt, Bud Dupree, Cam Hayward, they are as good as anybody's front in the league, but they just don't have anything offensively at this point. They're going to be looking for another quarterback in the offseason. Roethlisberger's return is a question mark, and Rudolph is not the answer.
He's 36 years old.
Right.
Who else is outstanding for Pittsburgh? We got to give Mike Tomlin some love. That guy is coaching out of his mind. Look what he's got. Basically, nada.
Hey, we got former head coach Jerry Glanville coming up.
Yes.
We're going to ask him if he's seen Elvis recently and about his new gig in the XFL. Jerry Glanville next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our See Better, Drive Safer sale. Right now, get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase a pair of Bosch Focus or Trico Titan wiper blades. We'll even install them for free. Plus, you'll earn double O rewards points. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. That's right, 3.99%, APR 4.18%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Guys, your girlfriend has a birthday coming up. Don't be basic. We don't like to see the same name brand gifts every year. So surprise her with something unique. Be creative. Be different. Check out giftingmap.com for all of your creative gifting needs. Yes, they have items like purses, apparel, home decor, jewelry, and more. But they are local Texas brands that will be hard to find anywhere else. So check out giftingmap.com. That's giftingmap.com. Change it up this year. Your gift won't disappoint.
It's time to play Vomit or No Vomit. Brought to you by Nauseen.
Let's jump right in. Imagine the night before Thanksgiving, you partied too hard. Now you're suffering through Turkey Day trying not to Ralph on Uncle Ralph. Bob, do you A, vomit, B, guzzle the pink stuff, C, take fast-acting Nauseen?
Take Nauseen?
Correct. Nauseen's four-minute formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging in food or drink.
Get fast-acting Nauseen now. Available in stores everywhere. Use only as directed.
You're going on a trip, but where are you going to stay? How much will it cost? Well, it'll cost less by booking on besthotelrates.com. Besthotelrates.com works with all the top hotels in the country while delivering you great hotel and room choices for the best prices. Why wait? Go to besthotelrates.com, enter your email address, and start shopping for your next hotel room. Besthotelrates.com, it's in the name, besthotelrates.com.
This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Joining us now on SB Nation Radio is former Oilers head coach, former Falcons head coach, Jerry Glanville. Jerry, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here. Anytime I can talk to people out of Houston, Texas, it's a good day.
There you go. Well, listen, I have to begin because one of the fun things I do remember so well is you used to leave tickets in will call for Elvis. Did he ever show and take those tickets?
Well, he travels with me now. Every place I go, he's with me now. Last year, I coached in the CFL. I was in the Canadian Football League. in Hamilton, Ontario, and you won't believe the Elvises that showed up. And we'd go out, we'd play in Calgary, we'd play in Edmonton. It didn't matter where we go, the Elvis Presley showed up. It was a hoot.
Well, was Elvis dressed as Johnny Manziel?
That's real good. That's real good. We traded Johnny.
I know.
He went to Montreal, and then he had to open up against us. So his first game in Canada was against us, and it was his worst day as a quarterback since the sixth grade.
Hmm. You put the hex on him, Jerry.
Well, we got after him pretty good. And it's funny how I learned. In Canada, you don't always fly to your games. When you go from Hamilton to Montreal, you take a train. It's a 7-hour train ride. So I got every game he played in the Southeastern Conference. So while I'm on that 7-hour train ride, we devised what we're going to do and how we stuffed them. Because everybody in the Southeastern Conference were so stupid, they played zone on them. And my mother could have thrown the zone slants that he threw to win the Heisman Trophy. Well, we just switched to, we played man on him every single snap, and the game was over. We had a checkmate going.
Well, we're talking to head coach Jerry Glanville. I want to ask you, you got after quarterbacks a lot in your day, and tonight we've got Lamar Jackson leading the Ravens in a pretty unique offense. What would you do to stop him? What kind of defense would you construct?
Well, I'm known as the guy that kills the RPOs to this day in Canada. And if you're in a college game and you're going to play it, his offense is the RPO offense. And it's probably too complicated for your show, but I call it, I run the RPO college. I'm president of the university. And we give them a hard time when they try to run that on us. But you have to be able to hold up when they're not running the RPO. And you got to be able to, we do stuff off the read. If the back's your side, what you're going to do depends on what the back does. We love playing the RPO, going against it. Now, this year I'm coaching in the XFL, and we got 8 teams in the XFL. And I think half of them will be RPO teams. So I'm going to try to keep the University of RPO doors open.
So you're going to be coaching the Tampa Bay Vipers of the XFL. Is that right, Jerry?
That's correct. I'm the defensive coach. I'm not the head coach. Mark Trestman, remember the Chicago Bear head coach?
Sure.
Is our boss. Mark was at Toronto last year in. It's a great story. We played each other 3 times. In Canada, you play a lot of teams 3 times instead of twice. And then when the season went over, he called me, and I wasn't a friend of his. I didn't know him. I never talked to him. We never sat down and did anything. And he called. He goes, "We'll double your pay if you come to Tampa." And I said, "Well, do you want to interview me?" He goes, "No." I said, "Well, do you want to ask me any football questions?" He goes, "No. We just don't want to go against you anymore. So we're going to hire you."
Johnny Manziel whispered in his ear, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. And I took the job on a Monday. And on Friday, June Jones got the job, the head job at Houston with the XFL team. So we were very close because we were together. June Jones was the head coach at the Hamilton Tiger Cats when I was up there as his DC. And we were 5 days from both going to Houston. We'd have had a parade if we both got back there.
Well, we would have loved to have you back in Houston. We're talking to former NFL head coach Jerry Glanville. Let's talk about your Falcons, one of the teams you coached. We've often speculated, it seems like they've had a hangover from that Super Bowl against the Patriots for the last couple of years. I just thought coming into the season they would have a better year. What do you think's gone wrong for the Falcons?
Well, it's hard to watch. They have talent. Everybody knows they've got players. You usually struggle like that when you don't have a quarterback. I love their quarterback. In fact, if you want to talk quarterbacks, the guy at Detroit now has a broken back, and Ryan, these are the two best quarterbacks' careers I've ever seen wasted in my life. Mm. These two guys, I would take them on any football team, and they don't even have Kemo Sabe with them. They are the Lone Rangers. I just feel bad for both of them because I think they're both really, really good quarterbacks. But I don't get what's the, you know, you don't know unless you're there with Atlanta. But like, here's what I did. You love me. Yesterday, they're down, I don't know, was it 14 points in the start in the fourth quarter? So what I do then, visually, I grade the linemen. You're down 14 points. You're in the fourth quarter. Who keeps playing? And what happened to Atlanta in the fourth quarter, nobody protected the quarterback. Mm. You're down 14 points. Everybody says, I'm out of this thing. Well, that, you know, that can't be tolerated.
So, Jerry, let me ask you, speaking of these quarterbacks, Matt Ryan, Matthew Stafford, who you call the Lone Rangers appropriately, would you put Phillip Rivers and the Chargers in that same category? Here is this, you know, Hall of Fame numbers type of guy, and I mean, just can't get anywhere with this team.
Guess what he is? He's Dan Fouts number two, but thank God they put Fouts in the Hall of Fame. Rivers is a Hall of Fame quarterback. Yeah. I watch him play. And now people say, well, he's throwing picks. He's got to throw picks. He's the only shot they got at winning the thing. He has to force it in there. But another guy, and when they had Drew Brees, this, you'll love this story, they had Drew Brees and Rivers at San Diego, and Marty Schottenheimer wanted to play Drew Brees. And the general manager says, if you don't play Rivers, we're going to fire you. Well, guess what? They were both right. They both could play.
We're talking to former NFL head coach Jerry Glanville and current defensive coordinator of the Tampa Bay Vipers. Let me ask you about defenses today. What defensive coordinator, or who impresses you? Who's at the top of your two or three list defensively? And how much love do you think the 49er defense deserves?
Well, I don't know the guy at the 49ers.
Robert Saleh.
I've never been with him. I never saw him, but you'll love me. I don't promote my guys. For instance, Belichick was with me, so you know, he, you know, we run a lot of the same stuff. Remember a guy named Nick Saban? Nick Saban was a defensive coach. He was my secondary coach in Houston. So you sort of watch your guys. You see how your guys are doing. And I learned this weekend. So first, I try to learn something every weekend. I don't know the guy's name at Cleveland. But he made me get a spiral notebook and write some things down. So the guy at Cleveland, and you people know his name, I don't know him from a jar of Vicks, but if I got a chance, I'd take him to the Waffle House and ask him about 25 questions. They're doing good stuff. And then you're going to see tonight, Wade Phillips, Wade Phillips, Jerry Glanville committed their lives to making the quarterback miserable. And so I watch where, and I'm a five-man, and then, of course, Romeo Crennel was with me at Western Kentucky that far back. So I watch guys that send more than four. And if you send a three-man rush, I shut the TV off and I leave. I call it the prevent defense. It prevents you from winning. And everybody that runs this three-man, the last time the quarterback you're talking about from the Ravens played, he was getting a three-man rush. My grandma can throw the ball around in a three-man rush. I just get sick of that. I saw a scouting report from the Ottawa. We were going to play Ottawa, and you always go check the locker room when the game's over. Well, here's a scouting report on us. So I go over, and the scouting report was on the Hamilton Tiger Cats, who they just played. And it said, on first down, five people will come 79% of the time. We can't tell you which five are coming. And then it said, after first down, there'll be more people coming more often. That was the scouting report.
Let me ask you this, Coach Glanville. So you were the head coach here for the Houston Oilers. We're broadcasting here from Houston. And you took them from a struggling franchise to become an aggressive, hard-hitting team, a real physical team. There are some teams right now in the NFL, we saw this with the Dallas Cowboys last night, that are having slow starts. They seem to be a little bit soft. What do you do as a head coach? How do you turn that around? How do you do what you did for the Oilers to some franchises that are struggling right now?
Well, it's funny you say that. Remember Ralph Wilson, the owner of the Buffalo Bills? He once said to me, he said, Jerry Glanville, you will never be out of work. You will never not have a job. And I says, why do you say that, Mr. Wilson? He goes, because the way they run, chase, and hit, and you put a butt in every seat, you're not boring. You know, you're wide open. Well, it's kind of funny. When I see teams not run, here's what happens. These youngsters get enthralled with the scheme and the play calling. That's what happened to the Ram guy. All of a sudden, yeah, he thought
absolutely.
He was a genius.
Jared
Goff, let me tell you about geniuses. The play calling and the scheme in my heart is never as important as the intensity and the physicality of the play. We won games where you're talking about, I became the head coach of Houston Oilers. Okay, they won two games a year for 6 years. And then how about this? I go over to Atlanta. They had five, Atlanta Falcons before I went there, had 5,000 people at their last game watch it live. And so a guy named Bill Walsh calls me up on the phone. He goes, Jerry. I goes, yes, Coach Walsh. He goes, why do you always take the worst job? Why do you always go to the worst team? And I says, Bill, I only take these jobs because the 49ers aren't calling me. They don't want me. I never got offered a good job. You got to take a terrible job, and you got to turn it into a good job. But it isn't as fast as everybody remembers. Everybody says you did it immediately. Every job we turned around, are you ready? The first year, we were 5-11. Now, they've been winning two. We went 5-11, and then the second year, we always had the most wins in the league. So you can't do it in a year. You can't fix what's broken in a year. But I can promise you in 2 years, and when I was with the Falcons, my whole deal was I said, we'll be in the playoffs the second year. He put it in the contract. If we are, you pay me this. If we're not, you give me a dollar. Because we'll get there.
Fantastic stuff. Jerry Glanville joining us here on SB Nation Radio. Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
You two are the best.
SB Nation AM.
So Gardner Minshew Mania, I said this was like an 80s rom-com. There was a formula, right? And the formula was there's a guy and there's a popular girl and the girl's beautiful and he's trying to get her and the guy has the girlfriend. Just the friend, the girl buddy, the girl that he doesn't notice. She's kind of cute, but she's not the cheerleader blonde. And then he realizes at the end of the movie how much he really loves the friend. And in a similar way, this is Jacksonville's dilemma. Nick Foles is the gorgeous blonde cheerleader. Meanwhile, here's your sixth round draft pick. It's kind of hanging around and she's kind of cute, kind of fun. And that's Gardner Minshew. And maybe in the end, this is where Jacksonville needs to go. Jacksonville needs to look and say, you know what? We had them all along.
SB Nation AM with Tony D. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on SB Nation Radio. SB Nation AM.
Robert on Twitter, Irishman, plenty of Detroit footage. Hoffa's last known whereabouts was lunch in a suburban Bloomfield Township. I'm looking forward to seeing this too.
So how did he make it from Bloomfield Township to MetLife Stadium?
The MetLife Stadium, the swamps of the Meadowlands.
Because isn't he part of the foundation?
Yeah, that's the rumor.
SB Nation AM with Tony D. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on SB Nation Radio. SB Nation AM.
Robert on Twitter, Irishman, plenty of Detroit footage. Hoffa's last known whereabouts was lunch in a suburban Bloomfield Township. I'm looking forward to seeing this too.
So how did he make it from Bloomfield Township to MetLife Stadium?
The MetLife Stadium, the swamps of the Meadowlands.
Because isn't he part of the foundation?
Yeah, that's the rumor.
SB Nation AM with Tony D. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on SB Nation Radio. The main event.
McVay is exposed, and the hoodie broke him. And I went back and looked because I wanted to see what Bill Belichick does to guys after he plays them in the Super Bowl and after he beats them in the Super Bowl. And I went back and looked at it. I went back to all the Patriots' wins under Belichick. The year after he beat John Fox and Mike Martz, those guys stunk the next year. He beat Andy Reid. Andy Reid stunk that next year. He beat Carroll in the game. Pete Carroll decided to throw the ball instead of running the football. Dan Quinn's going to get fired because Belichick exposed him and broke him in the Super Bowl. And now Belichick broke Sean McVay. I don't know what happened, but Sean McVay, either the quarterbacks regressed to a huge point, which that's a much bigger story because that looks like the worst contract in football by a large margin because they have paid him way too soon because he cannot get it going. But McVay's got to figure this thing out. You're the boy genius. Go figure it out, Shawnee.
The main event, weekday afternoons at 4 Eastern on SB Nation Radio. This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
All right, so after the debacle yesterday and Jerry Jones's comments about his coaching staff, and obviously you've got Jason Garrett there who's been very mediocre, only 2 playoff wins over about a 10-year period. Very, very mediocre, the picture of mediocrity. And he is a coach whose contract expires at the end of this year. Jerry Jones did not extend him in the offseason. There are all kinds of whispers about who will replace Jason Garrett. And it's fun to see there are already betting lines coming out. Sportsbetting.ag has its top list of names. And it is fun to go down the roster. Let me just start out. The top name, the favorite at this point, Urban Meyer. And I wonder if that's just because, you know, it was a few weeks ago, Urban Meyer said, yeah, I'd take that job. That would be a good time job.
He said he would, quote, absolutely take this job. So that's kind of an easy top choice.
Yes, but of course, so that means at least one party wants to get married. But I don't know if the Cowboys would look at Urban Meyer as a guy ready to step into the NFL. He obviously has an extraordinary track record in college. But would Urban Meyer be the guy you'd want to come in and take over the team?
Oh, my gosh. I think it would be amazing.
It'd be an amazing pick.
Yeah. I love that.
All right. Let me go to number 2, the second highest favorite, Josh McDaniels. Of course, the offensive coordinator of the Patriots, a guy who's always rumored to go every offseason. In fact, he almost went to the Colts and then did not go to the Colts. But at some point, Josh McDaniels is going to get a head coaching job again. Yes.
I think it's really hard for him to peel himself from Patriot Nation. I do. Why leave a good thing? But he would be getting a lot of talent, and I think he'd do a great job with continuing to develop Dak Prescott.
Let me go to the third choice, Lincoln Riley.
Oh, gosh, that's such an obvious one, don't you think?
Well, it's an obvious one. He would do wonders for Dak Prescott. He's the guy who takes raw material quarterbacks and turns them into exceptional Heisman Trophy candidates.
But Dak's not raw. Dak's pretty good.
No, at this point, I think he could take Dak to the next level. He'd obviously make that offense explosive. He doesn't have a great defense at Oklahoma. He needs some help on the defensive side of the ball.
Do you think he would leave Oklahoma? He's got a pretty good gig there.
It's a matter of when.
That's true.
We shall see.
Okay, I like it.
All right, we'll be right back. We're going to talk some college football when we return. Yeah. SB Nation Radio.